Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tankari, a bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tankari's Tavern blog, and the similarly named Tankari's Tavern Discord server, Facebook group, and MeWe group. So today, well, earlier tonight, just before I did this podcast, we just wrapped up. For the first time since the summer, I think, or maybe it was September. I'm not even sure when the last time we got together and played in Tim Schwartz's old school Essentials game. But, yeah, we'll have a small musical interlude. Back in the saddle again. So yes, I'm back in the saddle again. I actually got to play as a player. Like I've said before, I've said this in the past, I don't get a chance to play as a player too often. Most of my gaming is running games at cons these days. I don't even get a chance to run games online. I got it's amazing how much your schedule can fill up even when you are theoretically retired. So it was good to game. But of course, as is usual, when we get the group together to game, things don't always go as planned. We had a full group, which I guess means we had five players. Yeah, I guess we had five players today. And It took a while for us to even remember where they were. It took me a while to find my my player character sheet. Now, I will make a full confession. What I use for character sheets is the same blotter paper or desk blotter or whatever you want to call it. Square hexes. They have these extremely large hex graph paper that is like the size of like a desk calendar. And I use that on my desk. It is where I take notes. And it is where I do, math and write down appointments and stuff. And it's also where I keep my character sheet. Now, that is pretty bad, right? But it is what I actually do. And it means that we haven't played in forever. And I don't throw these sheets out. When I fill one up, I just put it on the shelf, and then I put the next one up, and I had to go, oh, my God, where's my character sheet? All right, technically not a character sheet. Where's my character? I really should put it down in something a bit more appropriate. This is the first time we got to play with the printed old-school Essentials rules, which are basically basic expert, presented in a very clean, precise, easy-to-reference format. I backed the Kickstarter, so I have both the single tome with two ribbon bookmarks, which I'm finding actually is pretty good, because I got to keep it on, I'm playing a cleric, so I get to keep it on a cleric class, and I get to keep another bookmark by the spells, and voila. You get there real quick. But I also have the box set that came with it, which has the five, I believe it's five individual books inside. And I was like, how's that going to work at the table? Well, you know what? I'm realizing as a player, that's what I should have taken to my desk with me, because all I would need is the classes and the spells. Most of that stuff is on Tim. I don't need those books at the table as a player. But again, it felt really good to spread my wings again as a player and interact with and bounce off my fellow players and to force him to improvise, which I think we did today when I screwed up. I thought that my character was being called over, some I don't know how, why, by the halfling. Yeah, the halfling being played by dun, 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 Matt Jackson. And of course, I revealed us, me, to these goblins and didn't realize that the goblins were dozens and dozens of fucking goblins for a party of five with no magic user, no sleep spell to take off the edge. But we wound up bullshitting. And I'm finding that as a group, we're very good at bullshitting. Not just between each other, but bullshitting with the NPCs to, I guess, parlay. And we convinced the goblins that we're looking to basically raise a goblin horde. They'll be waiting for us in a couple of weeks game time to pay them 600 silver. Silver is the in-game equivalent of gold in Tim's world, so that's not, you go, oh, that's cheap. It's expensive, but we're gonna do not get ourselves killed by walking into this. We basically bullshitted our way through what probably would have wound up being a TPK or a really Monty Python runaway session. So Tim handled us very well, as he always does. As he always does. So, the other thing I'm thinking is that this week, now that the iPads have a new operating system, I got to see how effective they are. It is now for blogging and doing these podcasts. The reason is if I can travel, not by carrying my laptop, when I go to conventions and stuff, if I can bring my iPad with a keyboard, and accomplish everything I would do on a laptop, I save a lot of weight. I bring my iPad with me anyway just to do reading or referencing or researching. Sometimes I'm at the booth or to keep the rules on if I'm at the table. I got to pass my stuff out. So, yeah, I'm going to do a little experimenting this week. We shall see. We shall see. Like I said, I'm exhausted. I don't hear it in my voice, but I am wiped out. It takes a lot. Running a game can take a lot of energy out of you, and playing in a game with has a lot of energy because of the group you're in can exhaust you too. And that's the case with me. So, I never talked about football yesterday, did I? Yeah, probably because Jets and the Giants both fucking lost. But New England lost last night, so there's a small silver lining. Small. Yeah, that's, I know. You guys want to hear about football. All right, folks. Oh, just as a side note, before I forget, I mentioned this on the blog side, but Chaosium is saying that they are going to release the basic fantasy role-playing rules under an open game license and have an SRD, system reference document, available for people who want to write supplements and all stuff. But that's for, again, basic role-playing. So they don't want you to do that and then, like, rip off their Call of Cthulhu stuff. But, and I understand that. But that's pretty exciting because, yes, there are rule sets that kind of clone it. You have, I think Gore was the first one to do so. Then you have, I guess it was the RuneQuest 2 rules. Well, the RuneQuest 1 rules went open under Mongoose. Then RuneQuest 2 was open under Mongoose. But then when they lost the license, it became the Legend rules. And you have OpenQuest, which is based upon those open RuneQuest rules. And maybe it's based upon the Legend rules now. I'm not even sure how that works. And Chaosium wasn't very happy, I guess, that the rules that they licensed to Mongoose were opened. I guess it wasn't opened under their terms, but now they're talking about opening up under their terms. So, interesting times. I have a bit of a bump in the D100 gaming after that. I'd like to see a good non-RuneQuest fantasy rule set come out for basic role-playing. That's just me. All right, folks. On that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.